theme song.
And the return. This is the Simply Awesome Podcast with your host, you know, hashtag Poppy, co-host Miss Patrice Petty Mayo, yes, and long-term co-host Royal Static.
Yeah, yeah.
How's everybody feeling?
Pretty good. Stable over today.
Pretty good. How about you, Roy?
I'm still alive, so I'm great. You know.
Yeah. You're still alive. That's true. And I want to thank everybody for joining in to the show. I know it's been a long time coming. It's been a few months here and there. It's a new year, 2023. Here we are. Just gonna pretty much just cut to the chase. Just want to thank everybody for still listening and tuning in. We recognize all the plays that's been, you know, still continuing as we've been taking a hiatus, but now we're back. We're looking for more consistency to give you guys more content of the things that you want and desire from us. We're going to get it for you as soon as possible. Right now, I think we just want to take the time to reflect of, you know, last year and just give a little tidbit of how we're feeling going to this new year. How about, we're going to start with you, Roy.
I'm feeling great this new year. Last year was a tumultuous year for everyone. There's a lot of ups and downs.
Belly.
Thankfully, it was more ups than downs for me personally. Still not a great year, but it was a good year. I'm happy I survived and made it through. Still C-19 free, you know it. Did what I'm supposed to do. Hopefully this year it's more life, more love, more trips, and more focusing on me and refocusing on all the goals that I want to complete this year.
Okay, 100%. What about you, Mayo?
I still want Royal to spell tumultuous.
That's a good question. I mean, that's good. Yeah.
It's not a spelling bee. Everybody know what tumultuous means.
Not everybody. We got some slow motherfuckers in the back.
If you don't, go to the dictionary or your phone or your computer and look it up.
But you're supposed to be the source.
But yeah, I actually was relieved as fuck at 11:59 p.m. December 31st, 2022. Like, I was so happy that it was over. I feel like 2022 was like the hardest year for everybody. I don't know why, but I was so happy to be on social media and see that everybody hated 2022. I was like, okay, it's not just me. We are all in consensus that this was a terrible year, even an individual reason. But 2023 has been so good to me, and we only 11 days in.
Hey.
So I'm ready to keep it on the ball, keep the ball rolling. Let's get it.
That's a blessing. For me, I'd say 2022 was a shitty year. Despite me even gaining some successes with new career, I found that, like, you know, money isn't everything. If anything, money causes me more problems and more issues. Don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for being able to be flexible with things that I can do and maneuver. However, I would say it's been tough from the standpoint of having to deal with personal things. Like, so my father has been in the hospital for like the past 2 or 3 months. So I've been going out of the hospital to check up on him. He's been essentially battling for his life. And my mental space has been all over the place. Dealing with that and dealing with my kids, you know, at school. I'm a teacher, by the way, so I don't care, no baby mamas, but dealing with my students. It's been tough in my first year, so I'm trying to get everything in order and still dealing with a lot mentally, you know. And for me to still have some type of positive affirmations day in and day out, I think that's been a great thing. But it's been tough going through that year. It's been hell. But with 2023, I'm looking for newer heights and to stay positive and to really hold on to my family and friends. You know, a lot of people didn't even make it to this year. You know, I'm fortunate to still have my father. He's still alive, thank God. And and even during the holidays, didn't feel quite the same. You know, without him being there, or even this past Christmas. Well, not Christmas, but yeah, I would say Christmas. So on Christmas, I was just happy to get the lights back on because that Friday, power went out and on the coldest day ever, right?
Power
went out for two or three blocks over there.
On the coldest day ever, man. And I had to slum it out with my sister, you know, till we got lights back on until Christmas Day. So the only thing I wanted for Christmas was just to be back home, right? I didn't want anything. I didn't want nothing else but just to be home. And then, of course, when finally able to get home, you know, after it's been freezing all weekend, you know, takes a minute for the house to warm up. The next morning, all the pipes and shit burst, you know, so we got flooding.
Wow.
Next day, you know, but yeah.
Live.
But thank God, you know, right across the street we got a plumber, you know, so he's able to fix up everything that we needed to, and you know, got situated, you know. So for me, I think just family and friends, and that just means the most to me as I go forward in 2023 and in life just in general. I'm very fortunate and thankful for the people that got in my corner. Thankful for this podcast. It's definitely a stress reliever, a mental relief, and thankful for people tuning in and really be able to understand my plight and to you know, vibe with us for anything that we're feeling at this time. And I want to thank each and every one of you, you know, Patty and Royal, for being part of this. You know, definitely Royal, you definitely made this podcast go from, you know, 0 to 100, and filled with Patty is just going to go to a whole new level. So, yes. And this is the time where we really make our mark, and we transition to being very consistent. And you know, we're going to be one of the top podcasts, and this is what I'm looking forward to, pushing this in 2023. So we're going to get to the damn thing.
Yeah.
So let's get to the first topic.
Simply all awesome, right. The fuck it is. Sure. I mean,
that's right.
All right, let's go with the topic that's on everybody's mind right now, something that just happened. The FAA has grounded all flights early this morning. We don't know when they're going to go back into play. Now, they said it wasn't a hack, but the only two things that can actually cause this is a software malfunction, a software malfunction with an older software, which they probably might have known.
Mm-hmm.
Not upgrading the whole system when it's supposed to, which, you know, the bureaucracy of government don't like to do, don't like to spend money operating shit. Or it was a
anything. For anything, yes.
But yeah, the FAA is running all flights to the U.S. Ain't nobody flying, nobody doing shit. The software is fucking up. So I'm guessing ground control can't get in contact with the planes or whatever. So they're like, fuck that shit. We're going to have y'all crash into each other. Everything stopped.
Yeah, man.
So if you woke up this morning and they tried to catch you a flight at 3-4 a.m. Got there early at like 1 or 2, your shit was canceled.
Yeah, man. Even before that, like, a lot of flights been canceled, you know, because of weather and stuff like that. I know people have been traveling from Baltimore all the way to California, you know, via car, man. This is very unfortunate. Yeah. And, you know, shit. It's tough times.
The other weather related is staff shortages. Staff shortages are because they're not hiring enough people at the appropriate rate that people think they need to be paid at. And some of these airlines don't have hub cities where, like, it's a centralized hub where you have multiple people there waiting to stand by. Like, if you fly out to Atlanta, that's a hub city where you go get multiple people. In Chicago, those are hub cities. We have multiple teams waiting to actually go and fly with them. People stand by waiting to go. But if you go on like a different track, like if you go by someone doesn't technically have hub cities. They have places they fly through, but they don't actually have hub cities.
I know this is a serious topic, bro, but seeing though you got 17 baby mothers, isn't that kind of really detrimental to you, to get into your kids from all across the
First off, I don't have 17 baby mothers. I'm not the candidate of Boosie. Second off, any baby mothers I have are in the tri-state area, brother. The tri-state area.
I don't know. To me, it sounds like you need a direct flight from Baltimore to Atlanta, from Baltimore to Texas, Houston, or Dallas.
I do need one from here to Texas, but not for that. Not for that. I got shit.
But what I don't understand is just in 2019, 2020, all these people were essential. We have a shortage on people that work at airports. We have a shortage in healthcare. We have a shortage with education.
That's right.
Well, the healthcare thing is called
money. Yeah.
Healthcare.
That's about money. That's people not negotiating with the unions. That's why I was striking. But we're gonna get to that the next topic.
So do we have a shortage in strippers?
Work. Like, where is everybody?
Is there a shortage of strippers or no?
No, it's not a shortage of strippers.
But there's a shortage in. There's going to be a shortage in strippers because if nobody had no money, where the strippers going to go?
OnlyFans?
Well, people got the money. Just got to figure out who's going to spend it. Now, the money is out there. Let's get it straight. The money is out there. The money is always out there. The money ain't going nowhere.
Money is always a royal no.
You gotta figure out how to allocate the money, but the money is always there for you to have.
Right.
Yes.
All right. What's your thoughts on this, Alair?
Oh, Boss, you can't get into your kids?
No. FAA. The FAA shut down all the flights.
Oh.
We know you're trying to fly out of Texas to get
your kids. Oh, seriously? Okay. Seriously, no. I think it's very tragic, especially if people really have business needs to get from A to B. I know the holidays, you know, some people still vacation from holidays. So if you're in all the way in, you know, Portland, Oregon, trying to get all the way to Baltimore right now, it's gonna be a tedious tall task as far as if you want to catch like a train or, you know, I hope you're not hacking or catching taxis or Ubering. Yeah, it's great. It's definitely an inconvenience. However, I would say that this is now the time for, like, in case of emergencies type of things happen where you cannot catch a flight, to knowing, to having enough money or, you know, type of savings to where, hey, if this doesn't happen, I can connect here to here, you know, or also.
Also
is a good time to be able to have, you know, when networking comes into play. Well, hey, I know this person in this city, I can stay here and blase, blase, blah. Blah, blah. Yeah. But I mean, some people are not fortunate to be in those situations. I know this is just a terrible situation. Hopefully they can get this corrected as soon as possible.
Yeah, as of right now, they're saying it's not a hack, but we won't know until the full investigation is done. Hopefully, whatever this is, I'm pretty sure it's a lack of upgrading the hardware and the software at this point. They actually do a thorough investigation, they actually upgrade the whole system-wide so that it's actually up to date and where it needs to be.
I feel bad for people that's not in hometowns. Like, you're not in your home, the weather is crazy. A lot of these people is trying, it's the winter time, the holiday season, so people trying to get back and forth to their families. I have been stuck in an airport with no money. Most people that go to the airport, they don't go in there with money. They go in there to get on their flight and get where the fuck they gotta be, and that's where they spending money. Or they go in on a flight to go get some money. Nobody comes to the airport like it's the fucking mall. So y'all got all these people stuck in here, can't find their luggage. Their luggage might have their money in it. How the fuck is everybody eating? That's the point I'm trying to do, because I'm not getting stuck nowhere without no fucking food.
That's
accommodate these people. Yeah,
thankfully, they got bring your own food to the airport.
And so some people become refugees through that, you know?
They did. Hopefully, people learn to actually bring a credit card to good standing with them everywhere they go. So they have to, I'm not saying everybody, you do need to have one. It ain't gotta be a lot of money, but have something on there to get you through something.
But it's people stuck in there for days at a time. Like, I seen this shit.
It is.
People getting stuck in the airport for a week.
It is.
I'm not spending. I don't have a week worth of money to spend.
And if you're doing everything right, you will get a couple vouchers for the next flight, your food, everything else, and your hotel from the airline, because they're supposed to compensate you when you're stuck like that.
I'm not paying $9 for.
It depends on what airline though.
Every airline has to compensate you.
I'm saying that compensation ain't gonna not the same for it's not equal for each airport.
You're right, it's not equal for each airline, but they do have to compensate you. Hopefully you got flying Spirit or Frontier, get they like here go a bag of peanuts at $2, there you go.
Yeah, because that whatever airline I would have got stuck on would have been that's not okay. How y'all been flying planes for how when did planes get invented? I don't know, I ain't even gonna lie, but it's probably been a minute.
Yeah, man.
It's been a minute, like what?
But you know the funny thing is that here in Baltimore, the motherfucking subway system only goes two directions, and that shit is always fucked up for at least 1 month at a time. And they're raising up the bus prices. Or
the track rate.
Nigga, they only going two directions. It's been the same way for the past 20, yeah, but you know
the track,
years.
You know that all the tracks are probably old, right?
Shut the fuck up, Royal. I'm making a point. My point being is that if you go to New York, it's way more complicated. Way more trains going from left to right, up and down, making 360s and all that shit.
Yeah, it is.
We talking about two tracks that go one way and go the other way.
Everybody behind on their maintenance.
I guess so, bro. All
right, let's get to the next story. The nurses strike. As Patty alluded to earlier, there is a healthcare nurse shortage right now. There is a nurse strike up in New York where nurses have quit because the hospital will not negotiate with the union. And they're on strike right now. They're telling people in New York, if you don't have a real actual emergency, do not come to the hospital. Do not call us. We're short on nurses because they are nurses outside picketing right now. We watch the news and mess up with this.
Yes.
A lot of local nurses have become traveling nurses over the last 2-3 years because the money was actually better. Their pay was stagnant at whatever hospital they were at. So they became traveling nurses and traveling CNAs or whatever. A lot of traveling nurses, their contracts are getting cut back and everything because they're saying, everything's stabilized, everything's doing this. So, it's a whole lot of negotiations that need to go on right now between nurses and the nurses union. And these hospitals, hopefully they come to some type of amicable agreement where both sides get most of what they want, not everything. You're not going to get everything, but most of what you want. Hopefully these administrators find some type of budget to pay these nurses because they do need them. And most of the nurses' demands are actually met.
100%. I have nurses in my family, and you know.
Yes, we have nurses in our family, yes.
We have nurses in our family, and you know. Essentially, they are the doctor, you know?
Yeah,
they're like the first-hand, you know, reporters of saying how a patient is progressing or regressing. And in some instances, they have more challenges than the actual doctors, you know?
Yeah.
And they should be well compensated. You know, they work in harsh conditions in terms of having to be that first responder to what was happening to that patient, you know, caring for, attending to them, you know, for whatever they have to go through, you know, especially dealing with elderly patients, you know, that's the tall task in itself, especially when, you know, they're old in age and their bodies, you know, become a little bit more prone to diseases and their bodies break down, you know, because of natural causes, even outside of, you know, the, you know, supernatural of, you know, bacteria and, you know, different types of diseases coming on. So I think the workload and the environment warrants, you know, more pay and better, you know, working conditions if possible, you know?
And they've been burnt out since goddamn Corona. Like,
yeah.
They're burnt. First of all, the nurses going on strike because all the doctors quit. So they doing more work than the goddamn doctors, because it's not enough doctors. And I know this firsthand from being in the hospital every other month because of some sickle cell shit. Mm-hmm. It's no doctors. The nurses is tired as hell. Or they don't know what needs to be done. And then, like you said, they're not getting compensated for all their extra work. They done did more work in 3 years than they've ever had to do. Like, they need something. Y'all think need to
about it. Like, a patient would spend more time with a nurse than they would with the actual doctor.
Right, exactly. And even like you said, with the elderly are not the same as they were before coronavirus, because now they're getting even more sick faster and not recovering as well because of the COVID and everything that's going on with that. So yeah, we need to y'all need to hurry up and decide. Matter of fact, give the nurses whatever they want. Whatever they want, boo. Give them.
Break them up.
It's 7,000 nurses that walked out. This is the third quarter, a 4-day of negotiations. Their contract actually ended on the 31st of last year between the nursing union and all these private hospitals. So they don't have a contract right now. That's why they're walking out. They couldn't figure out a deal. And I'm like, why did y'all figure this out way back in like October of last year? You knew it was coming up.
They're working.
No, I'm talking about the administrators for the hospitals.
Well, yes, they should.
Because the union leaders actually know that, like, okay, we got this coming up. Why did they reach out and say, hey, we need this
done? But, I mean, the simple answer is that they didn't want to pay them.
Yeah, y'all need to.
That's true. That's true.
I mean,
I don't care if you give each of them an extra week of vacation.
That's true.
Something. Like, what's hard for that? It ain't like y'all got the doctors
They would rather the patients die before paying them X amount of dollars.
I ain't want to be too morbid, but that's what they really waiting for. Like, they want more people to die off so they have a less workload. And that's really sad.
Yeah, it's very sad and unfortunate.
All right. Let's get into some political news real quick. We'll get a couple things real quick in politics. Let's go international real quick. We'll go back to America. All right, so for those of y'all that haven't been paying attention recently in international news, there was a big riot in Brazil, similar to what happened here on January 6th about 2 years ago, but it was way worse. Like, they literally stormed. They can't they burn the shit. They beating people ass. Like, it's really bad down there. Really fucking bad. All because some dude didn't get elected again. The former president didn't get elected. Like, oh yeah, we just they like fucking shit up. They terrorize these motherfuckers down there. This shit is crazy. Like, this is really. Some people call it a military coup. Oh shit, this shit going wild. Yeah, praying for Brazil, because this shit is going crazy on that bitch.
Yo, prayers for Brazil, most definitely.
Damn, and I wanted to go to Brazil too. That's crazy. Every time I think a country's safe, it's some shit going on.
Hold on, man.
Yeah, man, this is definitely a time. It's definitely a tumultuous time, you know, to, you know, to be living or to be trying to go to different countries as well right now.
We see nothing.
Yeah, we don't see it.
Hold on. Oh, there we go. Y'all ready to see it there?
Uh-oh.
Y'all see this?
Yes, we do.
This is what's happening in Brazil right there. This is the shit that's going on down there. Like, they literally stormed Congress. Say, Bolsonaro supporters stormed Brazil's Congress. Look at all these people. Look at all these damn people.
Oh, man.
They were scaling the roof of the building.
Rocking them up.
They going crazy. Like, they're really going crazy down there.
The rock throwing them up. Yes.
Look at the glass.
I want, what is their police force like? Like, they don't have no police.
Our
police won't even let us get close to tech.
Look at this. This is the opposition between the Capitol Tech in 2021 and it's the Missouri Tech right here. Like, they really going crazy. Right. Out there.
This is, you know.
And they're really going crazy down in Brazil. Look at the police.
Dang, okay, so what actually. I do still want to go to Brazil so I can riot in peace.
Riot in peace.
For those of y'all watching the video version, I'm showing clips from what's happening down in Brazil right now. All right, we're about to stop this right now. Stop.
Damn, Roar. I think I saw you in the video, Roar.
That, no, how you ain't see me down there, motherfucker.
I saw you with Esmeralda.
That wasn't me, bro. That was not
you wasn't with Esmeralda that night?
That wasn't me, bro. That wasn't me. Somebody else.
So that was somebody else with the black bandana and a durag on, huh?
Yeah.
And the glasses.
That's real popular look down there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But no, yeah. I wasn't me, bro. But no, like I said, they're going crazy down there in Brazil right now, man.
Man, prayers to the people in Brazil.
Yeah, so hopefully they figure out this election shit because that's a little wild.
They don't need no damn prayers. Brazil got this shit on lock.
No.
They know exactly what they doing. They got it.
Hopefully they get this.
Ma'am, says she going to Brazil find herself a Brazilian nigga with the good hair. All right, Queen. What do you think?
All right.
Oh yeah, this is an old picture, y'all. Don't mind me.
All right, let's go back to the national news real quick.
New year, new bonnet.
Sorry.
Governor Sarah
Huckabee. Yeah, now I feel out of place. I got the bonnets and the durags.
Crazy one. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Sarah Huckabee.
Might have given me.
She banned the term Latinx Harper in office. I see she issued seven executive orders. This woman is crazy. Uh-oh. She fucking frees government hiring.
Let's see. Share the screen.
Wait, who in office?
All right, I'm about to share it real quick.
About to share the screen.
I'm about to share. Give me a second. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Let's see. What's up? Executive was freeze the government hiring current political indoctrination. Political indoctrination. What the fuck are you talking about? What?
What?
All right. So her executive orders are to institute immediate hiring and promotional freezes, execute reduce government rules and regulations, executive order to limit government overreach, reduce bureaucracy, and review previous executive orders. Executive order to protect taxpayers and reduce waste in the Department of Commerce. Blah, blah, blah. Executive order to prohibit indoctrination and critical race theory in school. All right, so she just banned history. It's crazy because critical race theory is not taught to people in K-12. It's an elective course in college.
Yes.
You have to seek this out in colleges, not fucking through K-12. And even then, these motherfuckers don't want people to learn about actual history.
They gotta get her out of there.
But she says she's banning history. That's basically what all that means.
Yeah, they're banning literal history that we had. Executive orders protect state information and communication technology from the influence of
adversarial
forces. Who the fuck is wanna? Who the hell wanna go to your state? Who wanna go to Arkansas? Who wanna go to Arkansas State? Let's break into Arkansas State government and say, "Oh, they're the best in the world. Let's go after them." The fuck? Nobody worried about Arkansas. Arkansas, I'm sorry, but Arkansas is nothing to be worried about. I respect this people. Nobody worried about Arkansas.
And now, it's still Arkansas.
And now she's it's not trying to get people Kansas. to get hired and to make more money.
And she's she's taking Latinx off of official limited culturally sensitive words for official use in government documents, like Latinx and all this other shit. How does woman get How did she get elected?
Arkansas is racist. That's what it sounds like.
This woman is a whole clown. If you pay attention to politics, you know she ain't about shit. She is terrible.
Or Arkansas is full of dummies.
Yep.
I'm about to unshare it. I'm about to unshare the spread. But I'm real disappointed in people. I'm not shocked. I'm very disappointed in people in Arkansas to vote for this woman.
Well, I'm not surprised. Isn't Jerry Jones from Arkansas?
I'm sorry to say, but this woman's a political idiot. She's a damn idiot.
So is Jerry Jones. But you're rich.
Bro, How are they voting this woman again? And we know how conservative reform don't fucking work. She's pandering to people giving policies that don't fucking work.
The whites are going to wait.
So that's very true.
That's very fucking true. It's a real life South Park episode. So, what more can we really expect? You know?
Yes. Where is they from?
South Park from Colorado.
Sounds close to Arkansas.
Yes. Not too far.
So, we're going to move us out the political game real quick. So if you was paying attention to the news cycle on Twitter.
Hold on, y'all. I'll be back. I gotta go get something.
Okay.
My food coming.
Damn.
No, that's hard.
No, I had ordered groceries on Walmart. And eight and nine. That could be anything.
All right, I thought somebody was like, damn, we just ate. Nigga, you hungry again?
No, I got groceries. I'm responsible now.
Yeah, get the groceries. Taking the groceries.
All right, I'll see y'all in a second.
All right,
go ahead.
All right. Wow. So,
we're
dashing
the groceries.
We're going to touch on that. We don't need help for this. Right. You pay attention to the a little bit of news. There was a rumor going around that President Biden was for banning all natural gas stoves in the U.S. in the next couple years or whatever. Those are in place.
So, you know, everybody a new stove?
No. He was saying that the rumor was he was trying to ban all natural gas stoves, which is a lie. Okay. President Biden is not for banning natural gas stoves.
Okay, well, what's the lie? It could have been real. Everybody could have got a new stove, right?
Not real, but I love that. I love a natural gas stove. I grew up on natural gas. I love it. It works. Gas stoves work.
Yeah. I mean, I guess technically dangerous, but you know, a lot of things are dangerous. But
yeah, if you know how to actually use a stove, and you're not ignorant, and you know what gas was like, you know to not leave a stove without the pilot on. You know not to touch the handles if you're not using the stove. Make sure you pay attention to everything that's going on the stove. And show every stove you're using.
Yeah, I mean, but as long as
long as you're not mentally handicapped or developmentally disabled, where it actually stops you from using a stove or stops you without supervision using a stove, or maybe you're a child and you're learning, but again, if you're a child, you have adult supervision on a stove. Up to a certain point.
And it's just some things that you should just know. You should be taught these things.
You need to taught these things. Not everybody is, but you should be taught these things by a responsible adult in your household.
Yes, you should. All right, Roy.
Yeah. We're waiting for Penny to come back.
We got a question. I have a question.
Go ahead.
So, I was thinking of a spinoff idea. For the Simply Lost podcast, what do you think about For the Love of Royal?
I'm not a reality show, bro.
It wouldn't be a reality show. It'll be a real show.
It'll be a reality show, and I'm not into that, bro. I respect the concept. I respect the idea, but I like to get my women on my own. I don't need TV show to do that.
But think about it, Royal. So in the beginning of the show, you would give each woman a do-rag. You know what I mean? So every time you kick one up, like kick one out, you get a durag back. So there's one durag left.
That's an interesting concept.
Yes. And then at the end, she becomes your 18th baby mother. But except for this time, you end happily ever after with her. So it stops at 18. What do you think about that?
First, I'm happily ever after with whoever I'm with at that time period. They're right.
Ah, oh, shit. Well, I mean, we could have 3 seasons. That's fine. 3 or 4.
Second of all, again, we doing your show. I'm not doing, I already said I'm better than show with. We could do something for you.
For the love of hashtag Poppy?
Similar idea.
What would you
give them? You take a globe, right?
I take a globe, okay.
You take a globe, right? So you in the history and you for everything. You take your globe, right?
All
right. And you take a pen in different places, depending on which woman it is. And give each woman a pen.
Okay.
Whoever stays till the end gets the last pen, and y'all go there on your vacation at the end of the show.
Oh, so I put the pen on the globe, and
whoever lasts the longest, that's where y'all go at the end of the show for a vacation.
Oh, okay. Kind of vibe.
Y'all could do a couple events here and there, like that relate to whatever place is. Like, oh, if somebody got Haiti, y'all go get some Haitian food and do a couple cultural things that relate to Haiti and all that. And that's y'all date for the episode of the season, whatever. You do that with whoever you're with.
Okay.
And at the end of the show, y'all take y'all take the vacation.
All right. What about for the love of mayo? What do you think?
Now for Patty.
Yeah.
That would be a whole different thing.
That would be a whole different thing.
A similar thing, but a whole different thing.
A whole different thing.
First off, we had to do extensive background checks on the men that's going to do this.
Because that's true. We got to make sure that there's some upstanding gentlemen, that they're not creeps, you know what I mean? That they actually have a real legitimate job, you know what I mean?
Let's make sure they get legal money. Let's say that. Let's make sure they
legal
get
legal money, yes.
Money. Let's say that.
And don't get a cut up in any shit. You feel me?
We would have
to. Yeah, a young princess. It would
have to be a thorough vetting process over there.
Thorough background. So
we had to figure out how exactly we want to arrange it for her, because you know can't have dudes all around her for real. So you had to.
So we gotta find some lawyers, some doctors. Some nerdy guys that look like you.
Everybody.
We had to figure out what the parameters
of the show would be. Like, what would be the activities part of it?
She like to drink. You know what I mean? She like
contests. What would be the theme about around her show? Because you got the globe and taking it over there. What would be the theme? I don't know her enough to actually pick a theme. So what would be that would be focal for her to be a theme around her show?
No. When you say that, we know Patty, and we got. I would say she definitely wants people who can eat just like her. Definitely gotta be hip hop, knowledgeable, be down with the culture. And also women. So, you know. So it'll be like 5 guys and 5 girls, actually.
Hey, we'll discriminate over here.
She's an equal opportunist.
Well, do you wanna do something around maybe have her?
I mean, I could pick the women. You can pick these.
Get out of here. We have to have some outside female consultants out with the male picks.
We'll get some consultants. We can do that. We can manage that.
I got it.
We'll get it.
Her thing will be similar to yours, but slightly different.
Slightly different.
For her, we would do a map of the U.S.
The map of the U.S.
And whatever the group of people, let's say it's 10 people, 5 men, 5 women.
Okay.
Random places in the U.S., we pick the pens, do it. They go on their little dates. They do like test foods from that certain area.
Okay.
Test their compatibility, and whoever lasts the longest doing that thing, whoever makes it to the end, whoever has the last pen like you or similar to, they'll go on a mini vacation or vacation to that state or to a spot in that state and stay and do what they gonna do there.
Well, knowing Patty, I think she would choose one guy and one girl. And she'll just venture off with both of them at a time, or she'll be traveling from one area to another to see.
Well, she has options. She can do
the
group trip. Yeah. Everybody do a consensus group trip, or do a group trip with each person. It don't matter.
She has options, man. Shout out to Patty. Love Patty. I wish he would hurry up, but you know.
We're going to do two more topics, and we're done.
Yeah. So with a well, Patty. Hopefully, Patty hurries up, but if not, you know.
All right. Let's see. Let's see.
Show must continue.
Let's talk about. Let's get on sports. The Tank Davis fight.
Oh yes, sir.
That I didn't watch any of the other cards. I can't speak on that. I was playing a video game while there was a going on. The fight lasted like 1 a.m. 1 something.
Yeah, I heard that. It took a minute. It was late as shit. I caught some highlights.
There was almost a fight outside the ring during the fight.
Yeah, I heard. Stephen Jackson, right? Stephen Jackson in there. Wallow. Meek Mill.
Meek and a boxer. Meek and a boxer was about to fight. They had to jump in there and stop that real quick. Tank did his thing. Tank fucked that man up. People beg, but Tank is a counterpuncher. Tank is not like, oh, I'm going to go there and beat your ass. Like, no, he will beat your ass, but he's not going there and going to be crazy aggressive. He'll sit there and study you, watch you, make sure he gets his shots timed that will hurt you, but he won't actually be. He isn't like a power puncher. He isn't like, I'm going for like 20 hits in a round or 50 hits in a round. No, he's going to methodically stalk you down and make sure he gets you out of there.
Okay. That's true.
He fucked Garcia up in the eighth round. Garcia went to the corner. I can't see, I'm done. Like Tank fucked that man, like hit him, like fucked him up.
Yeah,
Tank stumbling. And they were both southpaws.
Right. And now we're looking for him versus Ryan Garcia.
We might have to go to Vegas.
That might be the move. April, right?
April.
That might have to be.
Hopefully the flights are up by then.
Yeah.
Because I can't afford no private play, bro. I can't afford no private play.
Not the PJ. Well, shit. Nigga, all them baby mothers that she took.
I can't afford a PJ, bro. I ain't you. I can't afford
a PJ. Well, you might can rent it out, though.
I can't afford a rental of a PJ, bro. I can't afford a rental of a PJ. Is expensive as shit.
Well, see, that's why we got to get mail, to do the show. That way she can find one nigga and one shorty, and she have twice the amount of income to get us the PJ there.
Yeah, the PJ rental is ridiculous.
But we got the idea.
All right, more sports news to get into. The tragic news of Damar Hamlin.
Yes.
For those of you that don't know, this young man played a game like last week. And during the middle of the game, he got up, started to walk away, and fell back. That like literally fell over on the field. Yes. His heart stopped. He wasn't breathing. They literally had to bring him back to life. I think he went to cardiac arrest. He had to be. They put CPR on him, brought him back multiple times. As far as I know. The game was postponed, canceled actually.
Yep, the game ended up being canceled.
There were a lot of controversial tweets about what was happening with this young man, Spicy Puff Skip Bayless, which is a whole other thing we're going to get into in a little bit. But yeah, this young man is has been discharged from the hospital, thankfully. He is well. The Buffalo Bills actually paying him his full salary, as they fucking should.
You right. Hey, Rory, add Patty back in.
Oh, shit. My bad. All right.
Yep, as it should. I totally agree with that.
I'm
going to
turn up the
wire
for my
bed. Yes, sir. Uh-oh.
Hopefully this young man makes a great recovery.
Right.
He actually is in good health. I'm praying that he doesn't have any other cardiac movements or anything go wrong with him. And hopefully he can retire and actually get his health back in order. He's a young guy.
Yeah, he's like 24. And
this was a freak incident. Something I've never seen before in my history of watching football. I don't think anyone's seen anything like this before.
Yeah, and during that time, there's a lot of insensitive tweets and comments where essentially like the game messed up people's parlays.
Like the game must go on, they gotta continue the game and all this other bullshit.
And it messed up with people's fantasy football leagues. And, you know, during those times, so if something tragic like that happened, like that should be like last thing on people's minds. But of course, you know, if something like this happens, you know, a lot of mixed emotions and feelings that happen, you know, and there was even backlash from Skip Bayless from his post and tweet that he had, and he had a little back and forth with Shannon on their TV show, but it was definitely an unfortunate situation, something that we've never witnessed happen ever, where a guy just, you know, gets hit at the same time where his heart resets and, you know, cause cardiac arrest. You know, it's almost, you know, an anomaly. So
it is.
But I'm glad he's doing better, and I heard he's off the ventilator. He's, you know, he's able to breathe on his own. So, you know, thank God that it wasn't something. I mean, he's still not quite out of the woods, but at least it's not fatal, you know.
Yeah, not fatal.
Not fatal.
A similar thing happened to actor Jeremy Renner on the internet with a snowblower, where he had something with his heart. His heart's been alive right now. Damar Hamlin has been discharged from the hospital right now.
That's a good thing. That's good.
Let me see what's going on with Jeremy Renner, see if he's still in the hospital. But don't you know that's the guy who played Hawkeye in the Avengers?
Yep, I know him. Yep.
He's still in the hospital right now. He still has a long way to recovery.
Damn.
Yeah, prayers for him.
Oh shit, he was run over by a 14,000 pound snowplow. God damn.
Oh man.
I didn't say it was a snowplow incident. They didn't say he was run over by that shit.
Shit.
That must have crushed his fucking chest.
I'm surprised he not dead.
Right.
Oh shit. His right side of his chest collapsed, upper torso was crushed. Oh fuck. How is this man still alive?
Yes, that's
he lucky as
that's
hell.
Tough.
This man is tough. Lucky as hell, God. We're praying for him with the Marcus.
Prayers for him.
We cannot lose enough of Avenger.
No, we cannot.
14,000 pet. What the?
I don't. He's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. He's in the hospital right now. Thankfully, he's still alive. I guess they reconstructed his chest, rib cage, and shit.
This is about to sound fucked up, but he might become the new Iron Man.
Yo, shut the fuck up, yo. Shut the hell up, yo.
They're gonna have to do something.
Alright, that's crazy. Let's do two more sports stories.
Oh yeah, by the way, Mayo, we came up with a concept for your show, the World did, specifically for the Love of Mayo. We decided that it's gonna be 5 male contestants and 5 female contestants for you.
Alright, listen to the concept, okay.
Wait, it's gonna be 5 and 5?
Yeah, it's similar to Aaliyah's show, but different, right? You can go back and watch the podcast, see what we said about Aaliyah's show and your show while you weren't here.
Yeah.
But the gist of it is, we take 10 contestants, right? We give you a map for the U.S. We take pens and put 10 pens on places in the U.S., right? Each contestant is assigned a place, right? Mm-hmm. For each date, you and the contestants go and do eat a food for this place and do an activity related to this place, and y'all bond with each other. You will the contestants down week by week or whatever. We get down to the last 2 or 3. You make a decision whether you want to pick 1 male, 1 female, 2 males, 2 females, or 1 of each, whatever. How many people you want to be your people? So you can do 2 males, 2 females, a male, whatever. How many people you want at the end to be your people? Mm-hmm. And at the end of that, you take those people's pens, and y'all either go on individual trips with you and them to that destination as a vacation, or y'all as a collective pick a spot as a group vacation for your collective to go and do a vacation.
And then y'all pay for a private jet for us so we can go to the Tank Davis fight. Maybe.
Hold on, I'm gonna need this in writing, cause what?
Just focus on the last part. Right?
That's the part that threw me off. That's good.
That's the best part. That's the part we need.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. Wait, where the fight gonna be at?
Vegas.
Oh. Alright.
We got a show. All right.
On a plane.
Guys, on the PJ. Hey, we don't got the PJ. That's what's up.
See? That's why I love her. Team player.
Yeah. All right. Let's do 2 more sports stories real quick.
I'm going to pick 2 women, and I'm going to tell them at the end of the show that they actually here for y'all. So I picked them for y'all.
She's better than a Tinder swindler.
Damn, you want to trick me? Oh, God damn. Like, the Patty documentary, Surviving Pills. Yes.
Patty Mayo. Surviving Patty Mayo.
You don't say they're
after me. It's the real mayonnaise.
You don't say they're after me. They're after me. I need $10,000. They're after me.
Better than Miracle Whip.
Oh, man.
Let's get it.
All right. Naomi Osaka is pregnant now. Her and Cordae have the kid.
Oh, they got back together?
They have the baby, man.
Well, maybe they didn't get back together, man. They was just fucking again.
Yeah. I don't know if they have that baby, but.
Who's Naomi Osaka?
The tennis star. That one of the next brother. Is she Cordae? Yeah, that's the one that's black and Asian.
Mm-hmm.
They've been dating for a couple years now.
Wow.
Then they broke up, but I guess maybe they're back together, or maybe they were just fucking, they had a kid.
Now they having a baby. No, they go together real bad. Too much of the boy next door to be just making babies and just, no. They gonna get married. I don't like that for him.
You said you don't like that for him?
You don't like it for him? He can't be happy?
No.
Damn.
I'm
happy for her, but I'm not happy for him.
Dang.
All right, well, congrats on the baby.
You can't follow in royal footsteps with 17, 18 baby mothers?
No. Man. I just want single forever.
I've had a girlfriend
for years. That's
it not sound like you want him to be part of the show.
I'm about to delete his album.
those are good albums. All right, let's go to the next thing, man. And UFC news, Dana White was out in the club whipping his wife's ass. Hamilton Fight. Yeah. I know y'all saw that shit. They was in a club fighting. He was beating his wife. God damn, the real club.
Slapping each other.
They sit there dancing. Slap! Fuck out here, bitch! Slap!
They're saying that was a slap promotion for his new, well, show for slap fighting.
Hell no. Ain't no way. He was the shit out of his wife.
I'm dead ass, though.
That's domestic violence.
Ain't no fuck. Nigga, oh, that shit.
You know he's coming with a show about slap fighting.
But your wife, you could have slapped a nigga in the club.
No, nigga, you don't need to slap your wife, bro. You don't need to slap your fucking wife like that, bro.
You know, he claims that was the first time that's ever happened.
Abusers always say that.
Apparently, it was slapping each other, but either way.
They were slapping each other.
You gotta walk away. You know, you gotta take that out.
Also, apparently, he not getting punished and won't step down as UFC president.
No, he wanted money.
He didn't get punished for slapping his fucking wife so publicly. Ray Rice got punished for slapping his wife. Ray Rice got punished. Ray Rice got punished for beating that bitch. Why can't he?
Cause he white.
Cause him this color.
And punish that motherfucker. Suspend his ass. Take away some of his bonuses. Do something to that nigga, man. He deserves something. Mm. You should be able to slap your wife, man, like that in public. It had not happened to you.
It is what it is, man.
You're
not pushing hands on women.
No, leave a woman alone. Yes. And if she slapped you, walk away. Don't touch her. Just have one of your female friends whip her ass later on.
Exactly. Yeah. Call your sisters.
Yeah.
And if you don't have no sisters, make some.
I was joking. We don't condone violence.
I am a separate.
Let's take one hard left turn before this story gets too old. So Tory and Meg verdict. What do we all think about it?
I think Kelsey did it. I don't think Tory innocent. I think he deserved what he got, but he also was trying to protect the best friend.
You know he didn't get charged with shooting Meg, right? Everybody keeps saying get charged with shooting Meg. He didn't get charged with shooting Meg. He got charged for brandishing the gun, illegally having a firearm, and assault with a deadly weapon. And assault is, if assault is not hitting her, beating her, shooting her, assault in the California Penal Code is brandishing a weapon to cause harm. And he brandished the weapon, pointed at her, so that's assault.
Now,
Kelsey did it, like I said.
I think
we don't know who did it. Nobody here was there.
Nobody will know. I think this is what I think.
Y'all ain't follow the case on TSR, y'all will put 7 and 7 together.
The witness said that he saw gunfire or gun smoke come from a woman as well, and Tory. So what I think happens is that it might have been fighting over a gun, he was shooting in the air, and then one of the bullets came from there and hit Meg in the foot. That's what I think happened.
Well, if it was Kelsey, Tory should have went up there and said, that bitch did it, it wasn't me. Don't put me on trial.
No, him and Kelsey was together. He's trying to protect her. He paid for her lawyer. Him and Kelsey was together.
Actually, what I heard, it was the dude from Carl Record Company that paid for her lawyer, not Tory.
Well, Tory paid for Carl to pay for the goddamn lawyer. Either way, they was trying to protect Kelsey. He was trying to protect Kelsey because Kelsey was his girlfriend.
I'm going to say that. If that's the case, Tory, you stupid as shit. You a dumb motherfucker. When it comes to criminal case, you protect yourself. Fuck her. Fuck everybody else. You was a bad guy.
But not if at the time they was messing with each other.
I don't give a fuck if that's my wife. I protected me. Fuck her.
I wonder, you know what I wonder? I wonder, was there a plea deal in place for Tory? And what did it look like?
It was because he had too much other shit going on.
Well, he also made himself look bad
by putting in situations that make him look like an aggressive person.
Right.
And he did too much talking.
Well, it don't matter. He's going to do at least 5 years off the gun anyway.
Yeah.
He's off the gun because he's a Canadian citizen and not licensed in America to carry a gun.
And he's going to be deported.
And it was illegally, like, he could illegally own the gun if he went to the right place. But even if he did legally own it, he wasn't carrying it properly because in California, it's hard as shit to get a carry. It's super hard to get a carry from in California. So, he fucked us up.
Well, that's
his fault. Well, hopefully,
at the end of the day.
Well, he's appealing. Hopefully, so he gets some type of reduced sentence in his appeal.
But I hope people still don't have this misconception that, like, you know, not believing black women.
But Tori was guilty of carrying a gun.
Women, but we also gotta listen to the evidence and facts of certain cases. Well, every case, you know?
Right.
All I'm saying is trust but verify. But verify. And don't just jump out the window saying, oh, I believe every word she said, because we've seen Meg lie, we've seen Tori lie.
Jesus.
You can't believe
everything. He's a big liar.
I wait for the evidence to come into play, and I'll believe the evidence. And again, I'm not saying that she was lying about everything that happened, but testimony isn't all black and white. Let's say that. Everything isn't black and white.
Yeah, and I also didn't like the case because they was too focused for most of the week about who she was fucking. And I'm just like, who she's having sex? Why do it matter who she had sex with? Why did y'all shoot her? Like, y'all kept saying she was being aggressive, she was being drunk, she was doing this, she was doing that.
She snatched me out the party when I was with
most black women. When we're out with our friends, we're either going to argue, especially if a male is in the vicinity, we probably going to argue. It's not going to necessarily be over the man, but speaking as a black woman, if I'm partying with my homegirls and it's a male in the vicinity, that's, especially if they're close to both of us, we either going to get in an argument, he going to get involved. The argument probably, one of us going to probably argue with him, he going to be involved. Both of us could be arguing with him. It don't matter. We out partying and y'all felt the need to shoot me and y'all are my friends. Y'all felt the need to pull a gun on me and y'all are my friends. And y'all excuses are, oh, you was being drunk and belligerent. Bitch, what? I'm always drunk and belligerent with you. We outside. Like, what?
Oh, man.
And y'all whole case is focused on me being not a good friend. So I deserve to get shot in the foot? Like, not as the old person saying, but y'all literally shot me in the foot. No. 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 And then y'all try to blame it on me being a hoochie. What? Last time I checked, everybody loved hoochies. That's not okay.
That's a good point. Yeah, prayers for all parties involved.
No, only Megan's sake.
No, but I mean,
prayers for everybody. Hopefully Meg finds healing.
It's unfortunate for people to be in jail for doing dumb shit, you know?
Leaving that family.
It's not unfortunate.
You knew what the fuck you were doing. You chose to make that stupid decision anyway. It's not unfortunate.
I'm not saying necessary for them. I'm talking about for the people that affects, you know?
Okay, praise for the affected family members, but not for them.
Exactly, for the family and friends over dumb shit.
Right. Kelsey need to go into hiding because, like, she been doing the past 3 years.
That's really fucking lost. All right. We're going to leave a case in the past. We're going to leave 2022 in the past. We're going to move forward. Have a great 2023. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Simply Awesome podcast. I'm glad that we're back. Shout out to Patty Mayo. Shout out to Royal Static. Shout out to Hashtag Poppy myself. Shout out to everybody overseas tuning in to the podcast. We'll be on YouTube, Spotify, everywhere you can get your podcast.
Shout out to the podcast. Space Station. We out there in 2020.
And we out, man. Deuces.
Bye.